Start Something That Matters. Author, Blake Mycoskie. Success Redefined. Increasingly, the quest for success is not the same as the quest for status and money. The definition has broadened to include contributing something to the world and living and working on one's own terms. In this summary, we describe some of the counterintuitive principles that have helped Toms grow from an interesting idea to a company that in 5 years has given more than 1 million pairs of shoes to children in need. Through 6 basic steps, we will show how you, too, can create something that will make a difference, whether it's a non-profit organization, your own social enterprise, a new business you create on the side while still working on the mainstream, or perhaps even a new division in your current company. Find your story, face your fears, be resourceful without resources, embrace simplicity, build trust, incorporate giving in your business, and most importantly, start something that matters, be it big or small. Toms, sell a pair of shoes today, give a pair of shoes tomorrow. At Toms, our story is very simple. We make great shoes and give away a pair to a child in need for every pair we sell. And we recently began using our one-for-one model to help save and restore sight through the launch of Toms Eyewear. For every pair of sunglasses or eyewear we sell, Toms helps give sight to a person in need through medical treatment, prescription glasses, or eye surgeries administered by our amazing eye care partner, Siva. 1. Find your story. Almost everyone has a passion for something, but sometimes we have trouble saying what it is. It's surprisingly easy to lose touch with our true passions. That's why it's so important that you first find a way to articulate your passion to yourself. When you discover what your passion is, you will have found your story as well. Once you figure out what your passion is, you have the core of your story and the beginning of your projects. The more strongly you feel about what you do, the more likely you are to push yourself to be good at it and find a way to make a success of it. If you organize your life around your passion, you can turn your passion into your story and then your story into something bigger, something that matters. To spread your story, share your story with everyone you can. Find story partners. If your story resonates with someone else's, find a way to merge the stories. Carefully manage your online story. Find the influence makers who will love your story. Make sure to get your story in front of people who are in a position to tell it to others. Be specific. 2. Face your fears. Fear is much more common than most people realize. That's because we live in a society where fear isn't something we like to talk about. Fear stays with us throughout our lives. When we're unemployed, we fear that we'll never get a job. When we do get a job, we fear being fired. When we invest our earnings, we fear losing our savings. And when we start our own company, throwing in our own savings and efforts and faith, we fear losing everything. Since fear is going to be with us for the rest of our lives, we must learn to face it. And the first step is to understand the nature of fear. Fear happens when we feel anxious or apprehensive about a possible situation or event. In other words, something that hasn't even happened yet. It's our brain's way of telling us to pay attention and to alert us to dangers or risks. 3. Be resourceful without resources. A lack of resources is no reason to avoid starting a company. If anything, it often inspires creativity and a competitive edge. Even though they may have excellent ideas, many people still believe that they can't start a business because they don't have enough of everything else. But our lack of resources when we started Toms is one of the reasons we've succeeded. Being comfortable can hurt your creative entrepreneurial spirit. An early and unearned sense of security can be the worst thing that can happen to a business. If you have little money and have to bootstrap and improvise to pull things together, that becomes embedded in your company's DNA forever. As you scale up, you maintain the frugality and the efficiency that helps you survive your earliest days. How to amplify your limited resources. Develop a presence where it is free. Social media is the key word here. The force of social networks is undeniable, and you don't need money to benefit from them fully. Facebook, LinkedIn, Foursquare, Twitter, and a host of new sites every day allow people to interact easily and freely. Space matters. Office space is the single biggest waste of money when businesses start out. But when you need an address, be creative about getting one. Forget titles. When you dispose of formal titles, no one knows the pecking order. This framework forces people from outside the company to treat everyone they meet as though they were the most important person in the company, because they don't know they're not. Reward employees. In the early days, you might not be able to pay people well, and they value the gesture. 4. Keep it simple. The easier it is for someone to understand who you are and what you stand for, the easier it will be for that person to spread the word to others. Having a clear function, design, and purpose means that your story can be spread easily, whether you're pitching it to investors or chatting to riders in elevators. Someone must understand it before they can adopt it or purchase it. Keeping it simple means the message is also sticky. When people hear a catchy phrase or idea, it stays in their head and they tell others. That's why so many of the greatest taglines and mantras in the corporate world have been the most direct. The simple plan. Write one sentence to answer the questions below that pertain to what you're trying to do. What is your business about? What do you want to be known for as a person? Why should someone hire you? What social cause are you seeking to serve? If you are designing a product or a service, look at it and then decide. What else can you remove from the design or service and still keep its function intact? The key is to answer the appropriate questions using a single sentence. If you can't, then consider going back to the drawing board until you've honed your answers down to a simple statement. 5. Build trust. As a leader, your job is to motivate your staff, your co-workers, and your partners. Anyone you're in a position to influence and direct. Building trust is not only a business strategy, or even just a nice thing to do. It is mission critical. Whether you're starting a corporation, a social enterprise, a non-profit, or are working within an existing organization where you have a degree of autonomy, begin your new venture by stating your goals clearly and regularly. The more you articulate where you're going and what you are doing, the more your employees, customers, and funders will feel they could be a part of your goals, ensuring that they will trust the company's vision. A possible way to build trust is to create a powerful promise for the customers. For example, some companies make money by selling the next generation of their product to replace older broken ones, but certain brands have built their reputation on a lifetime guarantee. Customers trust this guarantee. 6. Incorporate giving wherever you work. Giving is good business, in both senses of the word good. It's good because it helps people. It's good because it makes money. It's a way to address two essential needs with an action that unifies them both. More and more people are finding this out and are creating businesses that make giving an essential component of their model. If you incorporate giving into your business and life, you will see greater returns and rewards than you ever imagined. So many good things happen when giving is integrated into your business. For one, when giving is incorporated into your model, your customers become your partners in marketing your product. 7. Start something. You don't have to have a lot of money, a complicated business plan, or a great deal of experience to start something. Start small and maybe you'll stay small, which is fine, or maybe you'll get bigger. You don't have to start something with a goal of saving the world. If whatever you do helps just one person, you've done something wonderful. The most important step of all is the first step. Start something.